Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Hayin Vav, which is a continuation from the Gemara before Daf Hayin Hey on a base. In the Gemara before Daf Hayin Hey on a base, we find that the Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, Svina Rav, Amar, Kivan, Shemashach, Kol Shukana, Ushmuel Amar, Lekana, Adshim, Sheches Kula. Now, as far as this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, the Rav understands that Mashiach Kosho works. On the other hand, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel understands that in order for Mashiach to be kind, one has to be Mashiach as Kula. We find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishonim. If Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel only applies to Svino, or the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel applies to other Metalton as well. In the Rashbam later on, that Pevav and Mabes, we find that the Rashbam explains that the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is only a Machlekes by Svino. And only by Svino does Rav understand that Mashiach Kosho works. As far as all other metalton are concerned, even according to Rav, in order to be kind, one has to be meshech the entire metalton. It is not enough just to do a meshicha koshu. The Rashbam goes on to explain this. The Rav understands by sfina meshicha koshu works is because we say the hasa mayimish tachtav umedenayda porta chashiva kenekra kua mimekayma. Avogabe karka iko memer demidi, and Rav agrees to Shmuel that in order for meshicha to be kind, by anything which is munach al gabe karka, one has to be meshech the entire metaltolin. That is a shita of the Rashbam. In the Rosh and Siman Beis, we find that the Rosh brings down the following mahalach as far as how to explain the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. The Rosh explains that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is only by Sfino or other balei chayim, but not by other metaltolin. As far as other metaltolin are concerned, even according to Shmuel, meshicha kosher will work. This that Shmuel understands, that by Sfina and by other Baal Chayim one needs to be Meshach the entire Sfina, or the entire Baal Chai, is because he Moshech or Kol Du Ozla. In other words, the Mashiach is not entirely Mikayach Adam. By Sfina and Baal Chai, all one has to do is to do a Mashiach Kosher, when automatically the Behemoth will be Ozla, and automatically the Sfina will go. And since the Mashiach is not entirely Mikayach Adam HaMashiach, for that reason Shmuel understands that in order to be Kaina by Sfino Baal Chai, one has to be Mashiach, the entire Sfino and the entire Baal Chai, Mashiach HaKosho will not be enough. By other Metaltolin, that the Mashiach is Mikayach Adam HaMashiach, this that they are moving is entirely Mikayach Adam, for that reason, even according to Shmuel, Mashiach HaKosho will work. So again, according to the Rosh, Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is a Machlekes both by Sfina and by a Baal Chai. And by other Metaltolin, the Rosh explains that even according to Shmuel, Mashiach HaKosh will work, one will not be have to be Meshach the entire Metaltolin, since again, the Mashiach is Mikayach Adam HaMashchan. That is the second sheet as far as how to explain the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. The third Mahalach that we find in the Rishayim is as the Rosh brings down Mashem, Ayesh Mefarshim, and so too we find is a Shita of the Ritva. And so too the Magen Mishnah explains with Shita Sarambam that the Yesh Mefarshim, the Ritva, and the Rambam understand that the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel applies to all Metaltolin. And by all Metaltolin, according to Rav, Mashiach HaKosho will work. On the other hand, according to Shmuel, in order for Mashiach to be Kaina, one will have to be Meshach the entire Metaltolin. Without being Meshach the entire Metaltolin, one will not be Kaina. The Rosh goes on to explain that according to the Yesh Mefarshim and according to the Shita of these Rishonim, this, that Rav Shmuel argue by Sfina, is because our Gemara is coming to say a Chiddush in the Shita of Shmuel, that even by Sfina, Sheish Toyach Limshech Hezkua, still Shmuel understands one has to be Meshach Hezkua in order to be Kaina. There was no exception given to the rule of Mashiach Hezkua, even though there is a Teuchat Meshach Hezkua. That's how the Rosh explains Pshat and why our Gemara picks Sfina according to the Shita of these Rishonim. So again, we have three basic Malchim as far as where Rav and Shmuel argue. According to the Rashbam, Rav and Shmuel only argue by Sfina. By anything else besides for Sfina, even according to Rav, one will have to be Meshach Hezkua. Without a Meshach Hezkua, one will not be Kaina. According to the Shita of the Rosh, Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is only Machlekes by Sfina or by Baalei Chayim. As far as Metalton are concerned, there is no Machlekes, and even according to Shmuel, Mashiach HaKosho will work, which is the opposite of the Shita of the Rashbam. According to the Yishan Farshim, that the Rosh brings down the Ritva and the Magen Mishnah B'Shita Sarambam, the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel applies across the board. And by all Metalton, there is a Machlekes of Mashiach HaKosho works, or one needs to be Mashiach the entire Metalton. Now before we explain Pshat, in these Mahalchim of the Rishonim, I would like to ask the following to me on the Shita of the Rashbam. As we find in our Gemara, Gemara goes on to say, Lema ketanoi, keitem mesir achsa betalfa besar bukra b'shoa 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 b'zug she b'tzavar o'kona. Keitza b'mashicha kuri lavi ba, uisha kisha amako v'ratza salafon av kivan sha'a kuri yad v'rego kona. Habachi v'ami or habacha imer, ad shati halech malay kui masa. Lema rav d'amer ketanikamo shmul d'amer k'rabacha. Omer lach rav, no d'amer afiwa rabacha, ad kanu komer rabacha, ela b'bali chayim da afagav da okri yad v'rego b'duch t'akayma. Avosfina kivan d'noda b'purta noda l'kula. Ushmu Omer, no dami a fiog tanakama, ad kanu karma tanakama, elabibali chaim, the kibin the maakri ad veregal. Ida chameakar kaima, avosvini marsha chokua in iloi loi. From our Gemara, clear one clearly sees that according to Rav, just like Rav holds a mashicha kol she was kana, so too Rav should hold that by bal chaim mashicha kol she was kaina. And for that reason, our Gemara says that Rav is also like tanakama. And according to Rav, the mashicha kol she was kana, so too we will say Kivan Sha'okri Ad V'rego by Behema is also Kana. Our Gemara just deicha by saying that Rav could even go according to the Shita of Rabachi or Rabacha. And this the Rav holds. By Sfina Meshicha Kol Shu is Kana because we say by Sfina Kivan the Nada Ba'purta Nada Lakula. Mashenken by Baal Chai Beduchta Kaima. But if not for that Chilek, then according to Rav the Lacha should be that we will say Kivan Sha'okri Ad V'rego Kana. According to the Rashbam and Daf Pevav, this Rav says a Mashicha Kol Shu is Kana is only by something which is not Munach Agave Karka, as far as something which is Munach Agave Karka, even according to Rav, one needs to Mashiach the entire thing which is Munach Agave Karka, and therefore by Behema which is Munach Agave Karka, Rav should agree that one needs to Mashiach the entire Behema, and Mashiach's Yad V'Rego should not be enough. So before we answer this seeming to me on the Shita of the Rashbam, I would like to give the following Hakdama. As far as Kinyan Mashicha is concerned, there are a number of ways with which one can understand how Mashicha works. In the Gemara Noma Beis, we find that our Gemara brings down the following Chiddush of Abayi V'Rava. Abayi V'Rava Dami Tavayim Asira Koine B'Shasir Abim V'Chater Sheina Shal Shneim. Mashicha Koine B'Simta V'Chater Shei Shal Shneim. And Mashicha is not Koine B'Shasir Abim. In the Gemara in Ksuvas Nafaman Al from a base, we find that the Gemara brings down the following braisa, Hagoinev Kis v'Shabbos. Hoye Megara v'yoyte Potter, Shrei Isser Shabbos v'Isser Geneva Boin Keachot. If someone stole a kiss v'Shabbos, and he stole the kiss by being Megara v'yoyte, he did not pick up the kiss v'Rishos HaNignav, then he is not chayev for the Geneva, since we say Isser Shabbos v'Isser Geneva Boin Keachot. On that, the Gemara asks, "Da'afkei leicha, where was he meitzi the chefetz haganav tuli? Da'afkei v'shaser rabim, iser Shabbos ika, iser geneva leicha." The Gemara goes on to bring the following teretz to Ravina. Ravina masni leilam da'afkei v'shaser rabim, uv'shaser rabim nami kana. Even though he was meitzi the chefetz haganav to v'shaser rabim, but still he was kina with his mashicha to v'shaser rabim. Taisus asks the following Tmiya, Lachira, as we mentioned before, Abayi Rava say the Mashicha B'Shasar Abim is not Kaina. And therefore, how can Ravina say that by Avki B'Shasar Abim B'Shasar Abim Nami Kana? So to answer this kash, we find that Taisus answers B'Shem the Ri. This Ravina says that by Avki B'Shasar Abim he is Kaina is only by a Ganif. Only by a Ganif do we say the Mashicha B'Shasar Abim is Kaina. But as far as a regular Kenyan is concerned, even according to Ravina, Ravina agrees to Abayi and Rava who understand the Mashicha is only Kaina by Simta or Bechater Shal Shneim, not by Rosh Hashanah Rabim. As Taisus goes on to explain the Kenyani Shoganev who Rakwes Chayev Ainsin, Avoyna Kaina Shehei Shaloyo Gamri was a Sagi of Mashicha Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Avo Bashar Kenyanim Gam Ravina Sfilei the Mashicha Imahani Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Taisus goes on to bring another teretz b'shem the Ritzbah, that the Ritzbah understands Ravina argues on Abayi V'Rava, and even though according to Abayi V'Rava Mashicha is not Kainim B'Shasar Abim, but according to Ravina Mashicha is Kainim B'Shasar Abim. This, that Taisus explains b'shem the Ritzbah, that there is a Shita who understands that Mashicha is Kainim B'Shasar Abim, so too we find in the Yerushalmi and Gittin in Perek Ches Halchalaf, and so too we find in the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, that the Yerushalmi brings down Tony Reb Chia, Hametalto Nikne B'Mashicha B'Shos HaRabim HaBechatzer She'ena Shal Shneim. So again, Abayi V'Rava understand that Mashicha is not Koine B'Shos HaRabim. Taisus B'Shem Neri explains that Abayi V'Rava are only talking about a regular Kinyan Mashicha as far as a Ganif is concerned, by Ganif Mashicha is even Koine B'Shos HaRabim. On the other hand, according to Ritzba, there is a machlokes amiroim if Mashiach works b'shus rabim or not. According to Rabbi Rava, Mashiach does not work b'shus rabim. On the other hand, according to Ravina, Mashiach works even b'shus rabim. Now, to explain this, that according to Rabbi Rava, Mashiach does not work b'shus rabim, we find two mahalchem in the Rishenim. In the Arama, in Ois Chavav, we find that the Arama explains this, that Mashiach does not work b'shus rabim, is because in order for Mashiach to be kainu, one has to bring the chifetz into his rishos. As the Arama goes on to explain, the Mashiach ki kanya lav mach mas ta okra miduchta vol chud hu de kanya, al mishum da okra miduchta vol okma beduchta de isa rishusa vol keach vol okma begavei, da havoi kamanda ailo rishusa. And therefore, Bishas Rabim, or Bishas Hainer shal shneim kiven the leis rishusa vol keach hanuchi ba midi, Lav kemanda ailo rishusa domi, to make kora bar mishusa de tarvayo ave kaima vashtanami or bar mishusa de tarvayo hu de kaima. And so too is Mashmos, the Rashbam later on in the Af Pevav. In the Rashban or Segi on the other end, we find another Mahal as far as how to explain this, that Mashiach does not work for Shasar Rabim. The Rashba explains that Mashiach only works by a Simta, since by a Simta it is Ev Shabbat Mashiach. The Ein Ma'akev do'i Ailu bar Rabim do'a Akvo. Avo b'shasar Rabim y'ev shalim sheikh ne'a Rabim shema'akvin. In other words, b'shasar Rabim, it is not the derech to your meshech. And since it is not the derech to your meshech, for that reason, Mashiach b'shasar Rabim is not kaina. Since it is not the derech to your meshech, in order to be kaina, one has to do something which is the derech. And for that reason, we find that the Beis Meir in Chuvas and Simon Chav Talad, and the Cheshon Aaron and Simon Kof Tzadi Zayin Tzefei explain. This how we find in the Gemara Bava Metzia, that Rachav is kaina even b'shasar Rabim, even though Mashiach is not kaina b'shasar Rabim, is because this, that Mashiach is not kaina b'shasar Rabim, is only because it is not a derech to yom Meshech in b'shasar Rabim. On the other hand, as far as Rechivas Behim is concerned, as far as riding an animal, that is a derech to ride an animal in b'shasar Rabim, for that reason, one can be kaina b'rechiva even b'shasar Rabim, since it is the derech. So again, we have two mahalchim as far as how to explain this, that Mashiach is not kainim b'shasar Rabim. Either one can say this, that Mashiach is not kainim b'shasar Rabim, is because in order to be kainim b'mashiach, one has to be meishach the chifetz into one's rishos. And for that reason, Mashiach b'shasar Rabim is not kainim. Or one can explain this, that Mashiach b'shasar Rabim is not kainim, is only because it is not the derech to be meishach in rishasar Rabim. But if not for the chesaron, that it is not the derech to Mashiach in Rishas HaRabim, the Mashiach HaBishas HaRabim would be kaina. If we are to explain this, the Mashiach HaBishas HaRabim is not kaina, is only because it is not the derech to Mashiach in Rishas HaRabim, then one sees that the chefetz of the kinyan Mashiach has nothing to do with the fact that he's being machnes, that object, into his Rishos, but rather the kinyan Mashiach is just with this, that he's eiker the chifetz mime kaima, that he's eiker the chifetz from its previous makim. And therefore, Mashiach b'shas Rabim should be kaina, if not for the fact that it is not the derech to Mashiach b'rishas Rabim. And so too, according to the Shita, the Ritzba, who explains that according to Ravina, Mashiach is kaina b'shas Rabim. And so too, according to the Shita of Rebchia that the Yerushalmi brings down that we mentioned before, that Mashiach is kaina b'shas Rabim, that is a chira because that both Ravina, according to Ritzba and Rechia, understand this, that Mashiach as kaina has nothing to do with the fact that he's being machnes, the object, into his rishos, but rather the kinyan is entirely dependent upon the fact that he was oika the chifetz from its place, and that is the chefetz of kinyan Mashiach. So again, we have two basic malachim as far as how to understand kinyan Mashiach. Do we understand kinyan Mashiach to mean that he is kaina with this, that he's machnes the chifetz into his rishos? Or do we understand kinyan Mashiach with this, that he's oika the chifetz from its place? Now getting back to the Shita of the Ri, as he mentioned before, the Ri explains that even according to Ravina, Mashiach b'shasar Rabim is not kaina. This Ravina says that by Avkei b'shasar Rabim, a ganif is kaina is only by a ganif, since the kinyan of a ganif is only as far as Eschai b'intzin. And since the kinyan of a ganif is only as far as Eschai b'intzin, for that reason Mashiach is even kaina b'shasar Rabim. Well, one has to understand that if we are to say that the entire kinyan Mashiach is dependent upon this, that he's machnes the chifetz into his rishos, what is pshat by ganef as far as chiyav einzin is concerned, the ganef is kinyan as chiyav einzin even with the Mashiach b'shas Rabim. Where is the Mashiach? Well, in order to be considered a Mashiach, one needs to machnes the chifetz into one's rishos. Without achnas or rishusi, one does not have a Mashiach. So to explain pshat in the Shita of the Ri, and to differentiate between a regular kinyan, that as far as a regular kinyan, we say the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not kaina. On the other hand, as far as a ganef, we say that even a Meshicha B'Shasarabim is kaina. Acharon has to say that even if we are to say the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not kaina, and even though this, the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not kaina, is because in order to be kaina, one has to be machnas the chayfetz b'rishusay. But even without achnasas chayfetz b'rishusay, one has a ma'isa Meshicha. In other words, the ma'isa Meshicha is not dependent upon this, that he is machnas the chayfetz into his rishos, but rather the ma'isa Meshicha is only dependent upon this, that he is oikir the chayfetz from its place. Just in order to be kaina with the ma'isa Meshicha, there is a halacha that one has to machnas the chayfetz into his rishos. And therefore, as far as Geneva is concerned, that he is not coming to be kaina the chayfetz completely, but rather he is only coming with chayv einsin. For that, one only needs a ma'isa Meshicha, and therefore an akiras chayfetz and mekayma. Even though the akiras chayfetz and mekayma is taking place, which Shasarabim is considered a ma'isa Meshicha, which is enough for his chayv einsin. This that the Ritzba argues, and the Ritzba understands that according to Abaye and Rava, not only do we say the Meshicha does not work as far as being kinyan the chayfetz completely, but even as far as the kinyan of kinyoni geneva as chayv einsin, we say the Meshicha b'shasarabim will not work, is either because the Ritzba understands that if we are to say Meshicha b'shasarabim is not kinyan, the chayfetz of Meshicha is entirely dependent upon this, that he is machnas the chayfetz into his rishos. Without achnas or rishusi, one does not have a Meshicha, and therefore not only is Meshicha b'shasarabim not kinyan, but even as far as the ganef is chayv einsin, the Meshicha b'shasarabim will not be mechayv a ganef b'chayv einsin. Or one can say, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Rashba, that the chesaron of Meshicha b'shasarabim is because it is not the derech to meshech in rishasarabim. And therefore there is something missing in the Ma'isa Meshicha. And since there is something missing in the Ma'isa Meshicha, that such a Meshicha is not considered kederech, for that reason such a Meshicha will not be kaina even as far as chayv einsin is concerned. And for that reason, the Ritzba goes on to say, the Ravina understands that a ganef is chayv b'einsin with the Meshicha b'shasarabim, so too, according to Ravina, Meshicha b'shasarabim will be kaina kinyan gomer. Now, as far as the sad, and in order to be kaina b'meshicha, one needs achnas or rishusay, one has to understand, is it because we say that the kinyan takes place with this, that the chayfetz is now nimtza b'rishusay? Just one needs it was nimtza b'rishusay through a Meshicha. Or do we say that the kinyan is dependent upon the Meshicha? Just one needs that the Meshicha should be considered a ma'isa of achnas or rishusay. And as long as the ma'isa is considered a ma'isa of achnas or rishusay, then one is kaina with the Meshicha. This shaila, as far as how to understand the Meshicha of achnas or rishusay, if the kinyan is dependent upon that the chayfetz is b'rishusay through a Meshicha, or the kinyan is dependent upon the ma'isa Meshicha, as long as a ma'isa Meshicha is considered a ma'isa v'achnas v'rishusay, is a seeming machoikes harishayinim. In the Rambam, Perek Dal Mehochas Mechiyo Achadal, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Davar anekna v'meshicha, im hoya v'shasay rabim v'moshcha v'shasay yachar e'osimta, ki v'nshahitzi miktsas ha'chefetz m'rishus harabim kana, which Mepharshim explained to mean that even though he was only meshach part of the chefetz into the simta, and even though he was only meshach part of the chayfetz into his rishos, but still he is kaina. In other words, according to the Rambam, one does not have to be machnas the entire chayfetz into his rishos in order to be kaina. On the other hand, the Ramban in Ksuvas Nafamadaud argues, and the Ramban in Ksuvas understands that in order to be kaina b'kinyan Meshicha, one has to be machnas the entire chayfetz into one's rishos. Well, chayr the machoikas between the Rambam and the Ramban is dependent upon the previous two tzadim that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the Meshicha of achnas or rishusay. The Rambam understands that the kinyan of Meshicha is because the Meshicha is considered a ma'isa of achnas or rishusay. And as long as he was machnas part of the chayfetz into his rishos, then one already has a ma'isa of achnas or rishusay. And that itself, that he was machnas part of the chayfetz into his rishos, is enough for us to consider that the ma'isa Meshicha is a ma'isa of achnas or rishusay, and therefore one has a ma'isa of achnas or rishusay with which one can be kaina. This, that the Ramban argues, is because the Ramban understands that in order to be kaina, one needs that the chayfetz is entirely nimtza b'rishusay. And only if the chayfetz is entirely nimtza b'rishusay can one be kaina. It is not enough that the ma'isa is considered a ma'isa v'achnas b'rishusay, but rather the kinyan is dependent upon this, that it is b'rishusay with the Meshicha. That is the basis of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. In the Yerushalayim and Achrinim, we find the following machlokes. if Meshichas HaMecher works for the Lakeach or not. In Taisis on Matzian Daf Tzaditas, and so too we find in the Tshuvas and Rabbit and Simon Kofman, we find that the Meshicha, the Meicher, works for the Lakeach. In Taisis later on Daf Pedal on Rabbeis, we find that Taisis understands the Meshicha, the Meicher, does not work for the Lakeach. And so too we find in other Achrenim, for example, the Marasham Mechel Kei Simon Yilches, and in the Chlisharim and Chlisham Mishpat, Simon Kof Tzadiches of Katan Yadzayan. Well, the basis of this machlokes, if Meshichas HaMecher works for the Lakeach or not, is also dependent upon the previous Shal, as far as how to understand this and Meshichas Kaina. If we are to understand this and Meshichas Kaina, is because Meshichas is considered a Maisav Achnasa or Shusai, then as long as the Mecher is the one who is being Meshich, we cannot consider the Maisav Meshichas as a Maisav Achnasa or Shusai. This, that the Mabit understands, that Meshicha of the Mecher works to be Kaina, and so too is the Mashmos of Teshas on Matsi and Afsaites, is because they understand this, the Meshicha is Kaina, is not because one has a Maisav Achnasa or Shusai, but rather it is because the Chefetz is Nimtzis Bershusai through a Meshicha. And therefore, even though the Meicher was the one who was Meshach, but that does not make any difference whatsoever. As long as the Meicher was the one who was Meshach B'tzivai HaLekeach, we see that the Chefetz is Bershusai through a Meshicha. And as long as the Chefetz is Bershusai through a Meshicha, that itself is enough to be Kaina B'kinyan Meshicha. So again, we have three basic tzadim as far as how to understand this, the Meshicha is Kaina. Either one can explain this, the Meshicha is Kaina. It's because the Chefetz is Nimtzis Bershusai through a Meshicha, which is a Chayr the Shita, the Ramban and Sotu is a Mashmos of Tesis Narasugya B'dira Mascha Svina. Another mark as far as how to explain this, the Meshicha is Kaina, is by saying that with a Meshicha one has a Maisa of Achnasa Roshusai, and he is Kaina with his Maisa of Achnasa Roshusai, which is a Chayr the Shita of the Rambam, and so too a Chayr is a Shita of Tosis later on that Pedal on the base. In other mouths, as far as how to explain this, the Meshicha is Kaina by saying the Meshicha has absolutely nothing to do with Achnasa or Shusai. This that we say the Meshicha B'Shasarim is not Kaina is only because it is not the Derech to Meshach B'Shasarabim. But had it been the Derech to Meshach B'Shasarabim, the Meshicha B'Shasarim would be Kaina. Since Kinyan Meshicha is dependent upon this, that he is Eker the Chefetz from its Mokim. As long as he is Eker the Chefetz from its Mokim, that itself is the reason that one should be Kaina by Kinyan Meshicha. Now let's get back to our Gemara. Again, in our Gemara, we find that our Gemara makes a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. By Svina, if we say Kivan Shemashach Koshu Kana, or we say that one needs to be Meshach Eskua. Now to explain Shad in this, that Shmuel understands that in order to be Kain, one has to be Meshach Eskua. Okay, one can explain Pshat and Shmuel with a number of Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat and Shmuel by saying that Shmuel understands that in order to be Kain of Meshicha, one needs that the entire Chefetz is Nimtzis Bershusai. Since Shmuel understands that the Kinyan Meshicha is dependent upon this, that the Chefetz is Bereshusai through a Meshicha, and for that reason one has to be Meshach the entire Chefetz, since without a Meshicha on the entire Chefetz one will not be Kaina, since the Chefetz is not yet Nimtzis entirely Bereshusai. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Shmuel. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Shmuel is by saying that even though one does not need that the entire Chefetz is Nimtzis Bereshusai, but still one needs to be Eiker the Chefetz and Mekayma. Without an Akiras HaChefetz and Mekayma, one does not have a Maisa Meshicha. And for that reason, Shmuel says, in order to be Kaina Meshicha, one has to be Meshach Eskua, since as long as one was not Meshach Eskua, he was not Eiker the Chefetz and Mekayma. The Chefetz is still Nimtzis in the place where it was originally. That is a second Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Shmuel. A third Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Shmuel is by saying that even though Shmuel understands that in order to be Kaina B'Kinyan Meshicha, one does not need to be Machnes, the Chefetz entirely Bershusai, and so too Shmuel understands that in order to be Kaina B'Meshicha, one does not need to be Eiker the entire Chefetz and Mekayma, but this that Shmuel understands that Meshicha is not Kaina till he is Meshach Eskua, is as we find in Tosis and Kiddush and Achav Hema Beis. That Tosis explains that this, the Messiah is not Kaina by Yisimta, is because the Mokam Shachevetz Munach by Kani Labailav, Messiah in a Mail Bershos Abailim. And therefore, so too, as far as Mashiach is concerned, as long as he is not Eker the Chefetz from its original Mokam, then the Chefetz is still Bershos HaMeicher. And as long as the Chefetz is Bershos HaMeicher, one cannot be Kaina by Mashiach. And for that reason, Shmuel says one has to be Moshech Hezkul in order to be Kain of the Chayfetz. As long as one was not Moshech Hezkul, the Chayfetz is still Bershas HaMoicher, part of the Chayfetz, is still Bershas HaMoicher. And the fact that part of the Chayfetz is still Bershas HaMoicher is the reason that one cannot be Kain of the Chayfetz. That is the third Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Shmuel. From this that the Rosh explains Pshat and Shmuel, that Shmuel only argues by Sfina. And by other Metalta and Shmuel agrees that one does not need to be Meshach as Kua, but rather a Meshicha called the Usagi, since the Meshicha is Mikayach Adam HaMeshchan, Hochayo one clearly sees this that Shmuel understands that one needs Meshicha as Kua. It's not because Shmuel understands that in order to be kind of Meshicha, one needs that the Chayfetz is Nimtzis Bereshusei. And so too one cannot explain Pshat in this that Shmuel says that one needs a Meshicha as Kua. Because as long as one does not have a Meshicha Kula, Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, and as long as the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, one cannot be Kaina. Had either of these Pshatim been Pshat and Shmuel, then Shmuel's Halacha should apply to all Metalton as well. And from this that the Rosh says that Shmuel's Halacha does not apply to all Metalton as well, and Shmuel's Halacha is only by a Sfina, or by a Baal Chai, one clearly sees that the Rosh understands this, that Shmuel understands one needs a Meshicha Kula, is only halacha as far as the Maisa Meshicha is concerned. In order to be considered a Maisa Meshicha, one needs to be Meshach Eskula. And therefore, the Rosh goes on to explain this, that according to Shmuel, one needs a Meshicha Eskula is only by a Sfino or by a Baal Chai, that the Meshicha is not done entirely Mikayach HaMeshchan. But wherever one has a Meshicha which is done entirely Mikayach HaMeshchan, then even according to Shmuel, Meshicha Koshu will be enough. In the Rambam, as we mentioned before in Peritah Melchus Mechil Chadal, we find that the Rambam says that Tavar Anikna B'Meshicham Haba B'Shasarabim U'mashche U'Shasayachar U'Simta Ki M'Shahitim Miksas HaChifetz M'Shasarabim Kana. The Ravid in Asogas asks the following to me on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say Ki M'Shahitim Miksas HaChifetz M'Shasarabim Kana? In the Rambam, before in Peritah Melchus Mechil Chagimu, we find the Rambam paskins like Shmuel, that in order to be Kaina by Yisfinu, one has to be Meshach Eskua. And therefore, according to Shmuel, one should need to Meshach the entire Chayfetz into the Simta. So to answer the Kash of the Ravid and to explain Pshat in the Rambam, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Achrinim. Rameir Simchan or Samech explains Pshat in the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands Pshat in this that Shmuel understands that one needs a Meshicha Eskua is based on Tosis and Kiddushan and Afchafei that we mentioned before, that as long as one was not Meshach Kua, then the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, and as long as the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, then one cannot be Kaina. And therefore, since the Rambam explains that Halacha of Shmuel of Ad Shem Shechena Eskula is based on this that the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, that is only by a case that he was Moshech the Chayfetz from a Simta. This Simta is Chasher B'Shos HaMeicher. Since the Chayfetz of the Meicher was Munach in the Simta before the Kinyan took place, that Simta was considered the Rishos of the Meicher, and therefore, according to Shmuel, one has to be Meshach as Kula in order to be Kaina. But as far as the Rishos HaRabim is concerned, we do not consider as if the Rishos HaRabim belongs to the Meicher. For that reason, by Rishos HaRabim, even Shmuel agrees to Rav that Meshicha Rishos HaRabim will be Kaina even if he is not Meshach as Kula. One only needs a Meshicha as Kula, according to Shmuel, if there is a problem that the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, which is only by a Simta, not by Rishos HaRabim. As our Meir Simcha explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam, according to the Mahalach from Meir Simcha, comes out that the Rambam explains Pshat in the Halacha of Shmuel, this that Shmuel says one needs to be Meshach Eskua, is only because as long as he was not Meshach Eskua, then the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher. And so too we find in the Ulam HaMishpat in Sif Yudalit. This that the Ravid argues is okay because the Ravid understands Pshat in Shmuel, this that Shmuel says that one needs to be Meshach Eskua, is because Shmuel understands that in order to be Kaina Chayfetz, one needs that the Chayfetz is completely Nimtzis B'Reshusai. And only if the Chayfetz is entirely B'Reshusai can one be Kaina B'Meshicha. And for that reason, Shmuel says one needs to be Meshach Eskula. And for that reason, the Ravid says that based on this, that Halach is like Shmuel, so too as far as the case he is Meshach B'Reshus HaRabim, one has to be Meshach the Chayfetz from B'Reshus HaRabim into the Simta. And one needs to be Meshach the entire Chayfetz into the Simta in order to be Kaina. That is the basis of the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid according to the Mahalach of Meir Simcha. In the Magen Mishnah on the other hand, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah explains that even according to the Rambam, this that the Rambam says, that all one has to do is the Meshach part of the Chefetz into the Simta, is because one had an entire Meshicha in Rosh HaSarabim. And since one had an entire Meshicha in Rosh HaSarabim, in Rosh HaSarabim he was Meshach Hezkua from its original place. For that reason he is Kena as long as he is Machnes part of the Chefetz into a Simta. According to the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah B'Shita HaSarabim, it comes out that the Rambam explains Pshat in this that Shmuel says one has to be Meshach Hezkua is because in order to be considered a Meisa Meshicha, one has to be Eiker the entire Chefetz. As long as one was not Eiker the entire Chefetz, one does not have a Meisa Meshicha. But this, that one needs a Meisa Meshicha. The Meisa Meshicha can even take place for Rosh HaSarabim. And therefore, as long as one was Meshach Kua Rosh HaSarabim, even though he was only Machnes part of the Chefetz into a Simta, but still he will be Kaina. Since again, Rosh HaSarabim, he has an entire Meisa Kinyan Meshicha with this, that he was Eiker the entire Chefetz. This, that the Rabbit argues, according to the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah Ochria, is as we mentioned before, that the Rav explains Pshat and Halacha of Shmuel, this that Shmuel says one needs to be Meshach Hezkula, is because one needs that the entire Chefetz is Nimtzes Bereshusai. And therefore, even though he was Meshach Kula B'Shasarabim, but still, as long as he was not Meshach the entire Chefetz into the Simta, one does not have that the entire Chefetz is Nimtzes Bereshusai. And for that reason, according to Shmuel, one will not be Kaina. In the Magen Mishnah, we find that the Magen Mishnah explains that the Ramban in Ksuvas Nafamadawad is also B'shitas HaRambam. In the Achrenim, for example, the Shara Melech, the Mishkan HaSiakim HaChosh Mishpat Simen HaNeches, and the Chidush HaRim HaChosh Mishpat of Katan HaNeches ask the following to me on the Magen Mishnah: how can the Magen Mishnah possibly say that the Rambam and the Ramban have the same Shita? As we mentioned before, the Ramban clearly says in Ksuvas Nafamadawad that in order to be Kaina, one needs that the Chefetz is entirely Nimtzes in a Simta. As long as the Chefetz is partial Rosh HaSarabim, he is not Kaina. On the other hand, from the Rambam, Ochero, one sees that the Rambam understands that even if the Chefetz is partial Rosh HaSarabim, but still one is Kaina. As long as part of the Chefetz is in a Simta, according to the Rambam, one is Kaina. So how can the Magen Mishnah possibly say that the Ramban and the Rambam have the same Shita? Ochero, the Ramban holds like the Shita of the Ravid. So from the Magen Mishnah, Ochero, one sees that the Magen Mishnah understands this, that the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid understands, based on the Halacha of Shmuel, that one needs to be Meshach Hezkula. The partial Meshach of the Chefetz into the Simta does not work, is because the Ravid understands that in order for Meshach to be Kaina, one needs that the Meshach Hezkula has to take place in the Simta itself. And as long as the Meshach Hezkula does not take place in the Simta itself, one does not have a Meshach Hezkula. In other words, this that the Ravid argues on the Rambam is because the Ravid understands that in order for the Meshicha to be Kaina, the Meshicha has to take place in the Simta. And that is the basis of Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. And as far as this Machlokes is concerned, the Rambam and the Ramban have the same Shita, that as long as a Meshicha took place Birosh HaSarabim, such a Meshicha is considered a Meshicha. This how we happen to find the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. If in order to be Kaina one needs that the Chefetz is entirely Nimtzes in a Simta, or even if the Chefetz is Parashah B'Shasarabim but still one can be Kaina, is an entirely different Machlokes. That is not the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is Machlokes if a Meshichas Kua B'Shasarabim works, or in order to have a Meshicha one needs a Meshichas Kua in a Simta. In other words, this that we say the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not Kaina, is that because we say that in order to be Kaina one has to be Meshach into a Simta? Or is this that we say the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not Kaina is because the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not considered a Meshicha? Which is Ochir dependent upon the two tzadim that we mentioned before as far as how to explain this, the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not Kaina. Are we to explain this, the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not Kaina, is because in order to be Kaina one has to be Meshach into one's Rishos? Or is this the Meshicha B'Shasarabim is not Kaina, is because in order to be considered a Meshicha, one needs to be Meshach in a Simta, since only in a Simta is it the Derech to be Meshach. In Rosh HaSarabim, it is not the Derech to be Meshach, and therefore Meshicha Rosh HaSarabim is not considered a Meshicha, since it is not the Derech to be Meshach in Rosh HaSarabim. The Rambam understands that the entire Halacha Meshicha Rosh HaSarabim Laikanya is based on this that we say, that one has to be Meshach into a Simta in order to be Kaina, On the other hand, the Ravid understands this, the Mashiach B'Shasarim is not kainas because it is not the derech to Mashiach B'Shasarabim. And therefore, Mashiach B'Shasarim is not considered a Mashiach. And therefore, since one needs a Mashiach Haskua, the fact that he was Mashiach part of the Chayfetz into the Simta does not help. And even though he had a Mashiach Haskua B'Shasarabim, but the Mashiach Haskua B'Shasarabim is not considered a Mashiach. As far as this Machlokes is concerned, in the Ramban we find that the Ramban holds like the Rambam. Had the Ramban held like the Ravid, the fact that the Chayfetz is entirely Nimtzis and a Simta will not help, since one needs that the Mashiach Haskua should actually take place in a Simta. That is a Chayra, what one sees in the Magen Mishnah as far as how to explain Pshat and the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. So again, as far as the Shita, the Rambam, as we mentioned, we find two Mahalchim and the Achreinim. The first Mahalch is the Mahalch of Amir Simcha, who explains that this, as the Rambam says, that one only has to be Meshach part of the Chayfetz into a Simta in order to be Kaina, is because the Rambam understands that even according to Shmuel, one does not need a Mashiach Haskua. This, that one needs a Mashiach Haskua, is only by a Simta, since one has to take the Chayfetz out of Rosh HaSamaycher. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Mashiach Has Mixas HaChayfetz in Rosh HaSarabim, even according to Shmuel, will be Kaina. According to the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah B'Shitas HaRambam, even though the Rambam understands that even B'Shitas HaRambam one needs a Mashiach HaSkua, but the Mashiach HaSkua can even take place B'Shitas HaRambam, since even B'Shitas HaRambam one has Nakiras Chayfetz HaMekayma. In the Smaats of Katon Chaf, on the other hand, we find the third Mahalach B'Shitas HaRambam. The Sma explains that the Rambam is entirely like the Shita of the Ramban. Even according to the Rambam, one has to be Meshach the entire Chayfetz into the Simta. But as long as he was Meshach the entire Chayfetz into the Simta, he is Kaina. This, that the Ravid argues, is because the Ravid understands that the Mashiach has to take place in a Simta, and therefore the fact that he was Meshach Kua into a Simta will not be enough, but rather, now he has to go and be Meshach the Chayfetz Kua in the Simta itself. That is how the Sma explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam. But now one has to understand the point of the Sma. How are we to explain this that the Rambam says, Kivan Shahitzi Miktas HaChayfetz Mirshos HaRabim Kana? Hochera, he was mighty the entire Chayfetz Mirshos HaRabim. And he is only Kana because he was mighty the entire Chayfetz Mirshos HaRabim. So to explain Pshat and the Rambam according to the Sma, Hochera, one has to say as follows. That the Rambam understands that as long as he was not Meshach the entire Chayfetz into the Simta, as long as part of the Chayfetz is still B'Shas HaRabim, there is no Mashiach taking place whatsoever. The Chayfetz of Mashiach is bringing the Chayfetz into one's Rishos. And one needs that the entire Chayfetz is brought into his Rishos in order to be considered a Mashiach. And therefore the only Chilak of the Mashiach which is considered a Mashiach is the last part of the Mashiach, with which the last part of the Mashiach he brought the entire Chayfetz into his Rishos. And he is kind with a Haiti Miktas Chayfetz Mirishos HaRabim, which according to the Sma is referring to the last part of the Chayfetz, that he was mighty the last part of the Chayfetz Mirishos HaRabim. That is the third of Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. In the Beis Yosef in Siman Kot Alichas we find that the Beis Yosef brings down Meshema Ben Yeruchim, that Ben Yeruchim explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam with a fourth Mahalach. Ben Yeruchim explains this, that the Rambam says, Kivin Shahitzin Miksas HaChayfetz Mishasaram Kona, is because the Rambam understands like the Shita of the Rosh, that Halacha of Shmuel of Adshim Shechenu Kula is only referring to a Sfina or to a Baal Chai, but not referring to other Metaltlin. And the Rambam in Perek Daled is referring to other Metaltlin, and by other Metaltlin we say the Mashiach has Kosho works, and therefore even a Mashiach has kol shu is kana. And for that reason, the Rambam says, Kivin Shalitzi Miksas HaChayfetz Mirshos HaRabim Kana. That is the fourth Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam. So again, we have three Mahalachim as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of Shmuel. Either one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Shmuel. That Shmuel understands that in order to be considered a Mashiach, one needs to be eiker than Tari Chayfetz and Mekayma. Or one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Shmuel. This that Shmuel understands. That one needs a Mashiach HaSkua is because one needs that the entire Chayfetz is Nimtzis B'Rishusay. Or one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Shmuel, this that Shmuel says that one needs a Mashiach HaSkua is because as long as one was not Mashiach Kua, the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher. And as long as the Chayfetz is still by the Meicher, such a Mashiach is not Kaina. In the Rishaynim later on, Daf Pei Vav, we find the following Machlokes HaRishaynim. What is Halacha as far as Mashiach HaSperis is concerned? Does one have to be Mashiach the entire Chavila? Or do we say that by chavila pirus one doesn't have to yemeishach the entire chavila mekayma, but rather even a meshicha miktsas will work, since with a meshicha miktsas veikol piru prila atzma nimshecha agami v'yatzo agami min hamakim shehoyse sham betchila. And even though the entire chavila was not yet yatzo mekayma, but the fact that each piru was yatzo mekayma is itself enough to be considered meshichas kula. The Rashbam understands that if we are to say that Shmuel's halacha applies to other metalton as well, that in order to be kaina chavila shalpeiros, one will have to be meishach the entire chavila memekaima. On the other hand, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran argue, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran understand that even with the meshichas kol pri upri, that itself is enough to be kaina, and that itself is enough to be considered meshichas kula according to the shita of Shmuel. Well, the basis of this machlekes harishonim is dependent upon the previous stadim as far as how to understand the shita of Shmuel that one needs a meshichas kula. This, that the Rashba, Ritva, and Ran understand that Meshichas Kol Pri Upri La'atzma is considered Meshichas Kula, is okay because Rashba, Ritva, and Ran understand this, that one needs a Meshichas Kula, is because in order to be considered a Ma'isa Meshicha, one needs an Akiras Kol HaChevetz Mekayma. And therefore, since in order to be considered a Ma'isa Meshicha, one needs an Akiras Kol HaChevetz Mekayma, as long as one has an Akiras Kol Pri Upri Mekayma, that itself is enough to be considered that we have a Meshich on each peri. This, that the Rashbam argues, is because the Rashbam understands that halacha of Shmuel, this, that one needs a Meshich as kula, is either because in order to be considered a Meshicha, one needs to be machnes the entire chefetz or Rishusai, or one can say that in order to be considered a Meshicha, one needs to be mighty the chefetz Meshos HaMeicher. And as long as part of the chavila is still b'mekayma, he was not machnes the peris into his rishos, and he was not mighty the peris mirishos hamaicher. And for that reason, even though he was eiker called priu prima makayma, but still he will not be kind of meshicha. In order to be kind of meshicha chavila shal peris, one has to be mighty the entire chavila shal peris and makayma. Now let's go on to the shita of Rav. Rav understands the meshicha's kosher was kana. Well, clear from this, the Rav says a Meshichas Kol Shehu is Kana, one sees a Rav understands that in order to be considered Meshicha, one does not need an Akiras Kol HaChevetz Mekayma, and so to clear one sees in the Shita of Rav that in order to be considered Meshicha, one does not need to machnes the entire Chevetz or Rishusai. But now one has to understand what happened to the other Chesaron, that the Chevetz is still Nimtza Birshos HaMeicher. So either one can say that Rav understands we do not consider the simta as a rishos of the meicher, or one can say that even if we consider the simta as a rishos of the meicher, but that is only as long as the chefetz is munach sham. But at the time that someone comes to be mighty the chefetz from that makim, then the balas of the meicher is paka from that makim, and we no longer consider that makim as belonging to the meicher. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains this, the Rav says that Meshichas Kol Shehu is Kana is only by chefetz, which is not munach agave karka, as far as the chefetz, which is munach agave karka, the meshichas kol shehu will not be kaina. Now, here one can explain pshat in the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam understands, that there is a difference between a chefetz hamunach agave karka, and a chefetz, which is not munach agave karka, is because only by chefetz, which is not munach agave karka, will we say that we do not consider that the chefetz is still munach in its original place. But as far as the chefetz hamunach agave karka, as long as he was not oiker the entire chefetz and mekayma, then we still see that the chefetz is still munach in its original place. And as long as the chefetz is still munach in its original place, one does not have a meshicha. In order to be considered a meshicha, one cannot see that the chefetz is still in its original place. And that is pshat in the Rashbam's differentiation between a chefetz hamunach agave karka and a chefetz hamunach agave mayim. Based on this, one can say this, that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains that according to Rav, for that reason, Akiras Yad Vrega of a Behemah is enough, is because according to Rav, this the Rav agrees by something which is Munach HaBekarka, that one needs an Akiras Kula, is only because one needs to see that the Chefetz moved from its place. And therefore, our Gemara understands that by a Baal Chai, as long as it was Oikar Yad Vrega, we no longer see the Behemah in the same place. We look at the Behemah in its entirety. Do we consider the Behemah in the same place, or do we consider that the behemah moved from its place? According to Rav, we will consider that the behemah moved from its place, and therefore Akiras Yad Verego is enough. Our Gemara just goes on to say that Rav could even go according to the Shita Rabacha, who says one needs Achadam Halach Moi Kemasa, Since by Baal Chai one can say Avogav de Okri Avirego Beduch de Kaimo, which Rashbam explains to mean Gufa Behemo Izazem and Mekoimer Sheinishnal Idach Yad Virego Shalay Okra. In other words, we consider that the Behema itself did not move from its place since it is Nishan on the Yad Virego, which did not yet move from its place. And for the reason of Acha says one needs that the Behema should be Hilach Meloi Kaimasa. This our Gemara understands according to the Rashbam, that according to the Shita of Shmuel, Akiras Yad Virego is not enough. Is because our Gemara understands that according to Shmuel, the Chassar in this that one needs Akiras Kulam and Mekayma is not a halacha in the Ma'is of Mashiach, that in order to be considered a Ma'is of Mashiach, one has to move the Chefetz from its place. Rather, our Gemara understands this that Shmuel says by Sfinim one has to be Eker the entire Sfinim and Mekayma is either because one has to be Moitzi the Chefetz Meshus HaMecher, or one has to be Machnes the Chefetz into the Reshus of the Lekeach. And therefore, by Baal Chai, even though we consider that Baal Chai moved, but as long as the other Yad V'Rego are still B'Rishos HaMeicher, and as long as the other Yad V'Rego were not Nichnas B'Rishos HaLekeach, then itself is Ma'akim in the Kinyan of the Lekeach. Only according to Rav, who understands that there is no problem of the fact that the Chepetz was on Nichnas into the Rishos of the Lekeach, does our Gemara understand that the fact that the other Yad V'Rego are still in its place, but still one will be Kain of the Behema. That is the Chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Shaka of Atari of our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rashbam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Shmuel, Omer, Ano, Da'ami, Afiuk, Tanakama, Atkam, Ekama, Tanakama, Elev, Bali, Chaim, the Kiv, and the Me'akri, Adrego, Idach, Me'akri, Kaima, Abosvini, Mashach, Kua, In, Iloi, Loi. Now to explain Pshat and this, our Gemara says, that by Behim, one has a Ma'il of Idach, and Me'akri, Kaima, Chira, one can explain with a number of mahalchim based on this that we mentioned before, that there are a number of mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of Shmuel, if we are to understand this, that Shmuel says one needs an Akiras Kula, is because in order to be considered a Ma'is and Mashicha, one needs to be Eker the entire Chefetz and Mekayma, then one can explain this, that our Gemara says, Idach and Mekar Kaima, is that since Idach and Mekar Kaima, we consider as if he was Eker the entire Chefetz and Mekayma since with his Mashicha, it is Idach HaMekar Kaima, it is going to be Nekar, and therefore we consider as if that Kiras Kol Chefetz and Mekayma already took place. That is, if we are to understand Pshat and Shmuel this, that Shmuel says one needs a Mashicha Skula, is because one needs to be Eker the entire Chefetz and Mekayma. If we are to understand this, that one needs to be Eker the entire Chefetz and Mekayma, is because there is a Chsarn with this, that the Chefetz is still Nimtzer B'Shas Meicher, then one can say that since Idach HaMekar Kaima we no longer consider as if it is B'Rishos Meicher. It is no longer considered B'Rishos Meicher since it is a Mekar Kaima. If we are to understand this, that Shmuel says, that one needs a Mashiach's Kula is because one has to machnas the Chefetz entirely into his Rishos, then one has to explain this, that our Gemara says a Mekar Kaima, that our Gemara means to say that we see as if the Yad V'Rego are actually B'Rishusei since they are going to come into his Rishos, since they are a Mekar Kaima. And so too we find in Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbeinu Yoina explains this, that our Gemara says, Idach HaMekar Kaima, is because since Idach HaMekar Kaima, therefore we consider that the other Yad V'Rego are in the Simta. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara asks the following kasha, B'mayu Kimta Karebi, how did you explain the Shita of Tanakama de Rabnosan? You explain the Shita of Tanakama de Rabnosan, that Tanakama de Rabnosan holds like Rebbe. Svina nami tikni b'mesira, tatanya svina niknes mesira divrei Rebbe. Our Gemara answers by saying, kan b'shos harabim, kan b'simtza. Now as far as how to explain the Shaka v'tari of our Gemara, we find the tremendous machlekes between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam explains pshat in the kash of our Gemara that our Gemara means to ask. The what is Tanakama Rav Nosson say? That svina is only niknes and mesicha, l'chir mesira should work as well. Just like we find, the Rebbe says that Sfina is Niknes v'Mesira. Our Gemara answers the Kasha by saying this, the Rebbe says that Sfina is Niknes v'Mesira is only referring to Rishos HaRabim. B'Simta, a Sfina is not Niknes v'Mesira, but rather a Sfina is only Niknes v'Meshicha. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat and the Shaka v'Tari v'Ar Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam on the other end explains Pshat and the Shaka v'Tari v'Ar Gemara with a different Mahalach. That our Gemara means to ask. From this, Rebbe says that Sfina is Niknes and Mesira. From there, one sees that Sfina is only Niknes and Mesira. Since, as Rabbeinu Tam explains, Mesira is a better Kinyan than Mashicha, if Rebbe picked Mesira, from there it is a raya that Sfina is only Niknes and Mesira, not the Mashicha. And therefore, how can Tanakama de Rav Nosson say that a Sfina is Niknes and Mashicha? Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying this: Rabbi says that Sfinah's nikness Mesira, which is mashma only Mesira, not Meshicha, is referring to Rishos HaRabim, since Meshicha does not work with Rishos HaRabim. On the other hand, by a simta, one can be kina either with Mesira or with Meshicha. And this, Atanakama says, that Sfinah's nikness and Meshicha means to say that Sfinah's even nikness and Meshicha in a simta. But if a Sfinah's nikness and Meshicha in a simta, for sure it is nikness and Mesira. Since again, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, Mesira is a better kinyan than Meshicha. Now getting back to the Shita of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says that in a Simtza, only Meshicha works and Mesira does not work. We find that Tesis quotes the Shita of the Rashbam as follows, that by Simtza, the Sheikha Meshicha kanyan Mesira shu kinyan garua. And since Mesira is a kinyan garua, for that reason Mesira does not work with Mokher Meshicha. Rabbeinu Tam asks the following kasha on the Shita of the Rashbam, Kasha Rabbeinu Tam, Mechi Meshicha Mesira Mitzvah Sein, Shein La'aseis Elam in Amovchar. Tesis goes on to bring down the read that the read says, Ein Zul Kasha, Dechi Agam No'omer Kamon Da'agbah HaChashuv Yerisim Vatala Shar Kinyonim. And just like we find that Agbah has the ability to vatal other Kinyonim, so too Meshicha has the ability to vatal Mesira, which is Gerua Tvei. Now, one has to understand Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. What is Pshat in this? The Rabbeinu Tam is Chilak on the Rashbam. As Rabbeinu Tam says, V'chi Meshicha Mesira Mitzvah Sein Shein La'aseis Elam in Amovchar. If one clearly sees in the Gemara later on that Pevav as the Re brings down, that the Gemara is Metzadid, that Agbah is Mevatala Shar Kinyonim, which are Garua Tvei Minei. So to explain Pshat Rabbeinu Tam, one can explain based on this that we find in Rabbeinu Yonah. That Rabbeinu Yonah explains this that we find later on in the Gemara in Daf Pei Vav, that Agbah is Mevatal Shar Kinyonim, and B'makom Agbah Meshicha on that Pikaina, is not because Meshicha is a worse Kinyon and is Garua from Agbah, but rather Rabbeinu Yonah explains this that Meshicha is not Kinyon B'makom Agbah, is because it is not a Derech to Moshe Chedaber Shedarke Lagbia, and since it is not a Derech to Moshe Chedaber Shedarke Lagbia, for that reason, Meshicha is not kaina something which is dark elagbia. To be kaina, one needs to do kederech. And therefore, one cannot prove from the Gemara later on, Daf Pevav, that a better kinyan is mevatal a kinyan, which is not as good, since Pshat and the Gemara later on, Daf Pevav, has nothing to do with a better kinyan being mevatal an inferior kinyan. That is a chera, how one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But as one clearly sees in Tesis, Rabbeinu Tam argues in Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rabbeinu Tam explains Pshat and the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav, that the Gemara means to say that a better kinyan is mevatal an inferior kinyan, as Tesis goes on to bring the following second kasha of Rabbeinu Tam on the Shita of the Rashbam. Tesis says, Oid hikshe, the chol perchi de paruch hakamonim and omer dagbar mevatal shar kinyanim havli lo mifrach nami hacha, kivan de meshicha mevatal es mesira. From Rabbeinu Tam, one clearly sees Rabbeinu Tam understands Pshat and the Gemara Daf Pei Vav. This, that a Dabar Shadarke Lagbiya is not nikness in Meshicha, is not because we say that by a Dabar Shadarke Lagbiya, it is not a Derech to Yimeshech, but rather this, that we say that a Dabar Shadarke Lagbiya is not nikness in Meshicha, is because the Kinyan of Agbah, which is a better Kinyan, is a Vatal, the Kinyan Meshicha. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Tam asks, that the Gemara could have asked all the kashas that the Gemara asks later on, Daf Pei Vav, on this, that we find in our Gemara, that Meshicha is Mevatal Mesira. So here we have a Tstira Minei Ubei in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. How can Rabbeinu Tam go and ask in the Rashbam, V'chi mitzvah sein, shein la'aseis elam in amufchar? Rabbeinu Tam clearly learns the Gemara in Daf Pei Vav, that the Gemara means to say that Agbah, which is a better kinyan, is mevatal Meshicha, which is considered an inferior kinyan to Agbah. We do not say V'chi mitzvah sein, shein la'aseis elam in amufchar. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, here one has to say as follows. This, Rabbeinu Tam understands Pshat and Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav, that Agbah is Mevatal, the Kinyan of Meshicha, is because we say that if one has two ways with which he can show Bailas, and with his Eros Bailas he is Kinyan of the Chayfetz, and the Eros Bailas of one Kinyan is a better Eros Bailas than the Eros Bailas of another Kinyan, then we will say that as long as he has the option to do a better Eros Bailas, an inferior Eros Bailas will not be considered a Eros Bailas, and therefore he will not be Kina with inferior Kenyan. And therefore one can explain this, Rabbeinu Tam asks on the Shita of the Rashbam, V'chi mitzvah sein shein la'aseis elam in amufchar. And then Rabbeinu Tam goes on to ask that our Gemara should have asked all the kashas that the Gemara asks later on Daf Pei Vav. If Agbah is mevatal Meshicha, Rabbeinu Tam is Mesopik Veshitas HaRashbam as far as how to understand the Kinyan of Mesira. Is the Kinyan of Mesira Kinyan of Hiras Bailos? And the way Mesira works is because with the Mesira, the Lekeach is showing that he has Bailos on the Chefetz, and that is how he is Kinyan of the Chefetz. Or do we understand that Mesira has absolutely nothing to do with Hiras Bailos? But rather, Mesira is an entirely new Kinyan. If we are to understand that the way Mesira works is because with the Mesira one has Eiras Bailos, and since with the Mesira one has Eiras Bailos, that is how he is Kaina. For that reason, one can say this, that the Rashbam understands that Mashiach is Mevatel Mesira, is because Mashiach is a better Eiras Bailos, and since Mashiach is a better Eiras Bailos, for that reason we will say that if one has the option of doing a better Eiras Bailos, an inferior Eiras Bailos will not be Kaina. But if that's the pshat, then Rabbeinu Tam asks that our Gemara should have asked all the kashas that the Gemara asks later on Daf Pevav. On this, that the Gemara says that Agbah is mevatel shar kinyonim, and b'makam Agbah shar kinyonim do not work. But now there is another way as far as how to understand the shita of the Rashbam, that b'makam Mashiach Masir is not kaina. And one can say this, that b'makam Mashiach Masir is not kaina, is not because one has the option of doing a better Eiras Bailos, but rather the way Mesira works is not because one has Eiras Bailos. This that Mesira works is an entirely different type of Kenyan. It is not a Kenyan of Eiras Bailos, and therefore we cannot apply the Gemara later on, Daf Pevav, of Hagbah Mevatela Shar Kenyonim. And as far as this, the Mashiach is Mevatel Mesira, even though the way Mesira works is not through the Mahalach of Eiras Bailos, is only because we will say the Mashiach is a better Kenyan. The Kenyan of Eiras Bailos is a better Kenyan than Mesira, which is not a Kenyan of Eiras Bailos. If we are to understand the Shita of the Rashbam like that, then Rabbeinu Tam asks, V'chi mitzvah sein shein la'aseis ela min amuvchar? That is the Chir Pshat in the Shakla V'tarya of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is Pshat in the two Kashas Rabbeinu Tam asks on the Shita of the Rashbam. In the Rashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains this, that by Simta, only Mashiach works, and Mesira is not kaina, is because we say, V'kivan de'evshem Mashiach av orcha de Simta b'mesira, v'y mekanya b'mesira. As Rashbam goes on to say, de'hai ki orche v'hai ki orche v'shasram b'mesira v'simta b'mesira v'simta. In other words, this, that Mesira is not kaina, is because it is considered lav orche b'mesira. And since it is lav orche b'mesira, for that reason, Mesira is not kaina. And for that reason, this, that Mesira is not kind of a mokum Mashiach, is not connected to this, that we find that Mashiach is not kind of a mokum Hagbah. In the Gemara later on, Daf Pevav, since this, that Mashiach is not kind of a mokum Hagbah, is not because it is lav orche b'Mashiach, but rather, even as far as something which is orche b'Mashiach, but still, since Hagbah is a better kinyan, Hagbah is mevatel Mashiach. On the other hand, this, that Mesira is not kind of, is because it is not the derech to be meiser. It is not the derech to be koine b'mesira. And for that reason, our Gemara does not ask all the kashas that the Gemara asks later on Daf Pei Vavim Rebeis. This, how we find that the re-answer is the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam, of a chimitzah sein shein la'aseis ela min amuvchar. With the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav, that we find that Agbah is mevatel Mashiach, and one cannot be koine b'mesira, v'dover shadarka lagbia, is okay because the re is chilok on Rabbeinu Tam, and the re understands pshat in this that the Gemara says in Daf Pei Vav, that by a davar shadarka lagbia one is not kaina b'mashiach, is because by kinyonim we say that there is alacha v'inu'aseis ela min amuvchar. And even if both kinyonim are not working b'teiras hiras bailos, but rather they are two different kinyonim, and they are working with two different malachim, but still we will say inu'aseis ela min amuvchar. And therefore, even according to the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam in that kasha of chimitzvah sein, that Rabbeinu Tam understands that the way Mesira works is not because one has Eiras Bailos, but still we will say that there is halacha by kinyonim of ein la'aseis ela min amuvchar. In other words, there is a machlokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam as far as how to explain pshat and the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav. Do we explain pshat and the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav? This, I think, Gemara says, a Mashiach is not kaina. If one can be kaina b'agbah, is only because Eiras Bailos, which is considered an inferior Eiras Bailos, does not work. If one has a better Eiras Bailos, which is how Rabbeinu Tam explains Pshat in the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav, the Ri on the other hand explains Pshat later on in the Gemara and Daf Pei Vav, this that the Gemara says, that if one has the option of Agbah, he is not kind of a Mashiach, is because there is a Lacha by Kinyonim of Ein La'aseis Ela Min Amovchar. Well, the basis of this machlokes is as far as how to understand this Hamashiach's kaina. Do we understand this Hamashiach's kaina? Is because with Mashiach one has Eiras Bailas, or do we understand this Hamashiach's kaina has nothing to do with the fact that with the Mashiach one has Eiras Bailas, but rather this Hamashiach's kaina is independent of Eiras Bailas? Which is a seeming machlokes between Rashi and the Ritvam of Mitzian Daf to the Tesma base. Rabbi Natam understands that the way Mashiach works is because with the Maisa Mashiach one has Eiras Bailas, and therefore this that the Gemara says later on Daf Pevav, that if one has the option of Agbah, he's not kind of a Mashiach, is because Eiras Bailas, which is an inferior Eiras Bailas, does not work. If one has the option to do a better Eiras Bailas, inferior Eiras Bailas is not considered Eiras Bailas. On the other hand, the Rehu understands that the way Mashiach works has nothing to do with Eiras Bailas, but rather this that Mashiach works is, as we mentioned before in the beginning of our shir, that Mashiach is kind of because a chifetz is nimtzis b'rishusai. For that reason, this that we say, that when makim, one has the option of being kind of b'agbah, he is not kind of a Mashiach, can only be explained by saying that there is a lacha by kinyonim of ein la'aseis elam na'movchar. And therefore, even as far as Mesirah is concerned, that Mesirah is not kind of because Mesirah is considered a Eiras Bailas, but still we will say that if one has the option of being kind of a Mashiach, we will say ein la'aseis elam na'movchar, which is kinyon Mashiach. And for that reason, Mesirah is not kaina. That is a chayr pshat in the basis of the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.